can squeeze a couple calls in here real quick. I don't know. We had a little technical difficulties where the calls weren't coming through. They're certainly coming through now, more typical of what we're used to over the last 28 years. Let's bring Jacob into the conversation and see how we can help Mr. Jacob out. Good morning, Jacob. Thanks for your patience, buddy.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller here.
All right. Well, welcome aboard. Rosie on the house.
Thank you. I have a one-story 1955 residential rental home in Mesa.
Okay.
And I've recently had a couple of professional licensed professionals over looking at my plumbing situation. It's old cast iron piping. And I've had a few quotations, and I'm really thinking of the difference between replacing the pipes entirely versus cured in pipe placing, which I had never heard before. Now I'm starting to learn about it.
And
obviously it's better to replace them, but much cheaper to do this other option. And I just wanted to have you chime in on what you thought about that process in general.
Well, Jacob, the product I think you're talking about is a product called E-Pipe.
Yeah.
And it was actually originated over in California when they were trying to replace a lot of the water supply and storm sewer drains underneath Los Angeles without tearing up a bunch of streets to do it. And it's actually a way of cleaning the pipes that you're going to apply this to. And it's a epoxy coating that lines the inside of the pipe. In many instances, when we have a subsurface leak of an old copper line underneath a house, we can go in there and actually seal it back up with this E-pipe. Now, there's only one company I know in town that does it, and that's Ben Franklin Plumbing. And I can tell you that they have used that technology with a tremendous amount of success in certain applications. It is not a cure-all. There are applications where they won't be able to use it, and they have to do a certain amount of due diligence, and they always do that. But if they look your system over and determine it's a great candidate to be repaired with this, they've been installing that underground under the streets of L.A. for a couple decades. It's like 15 to 20-year-old technology, and they've had tremendous success with it.
Well, that sounds great. appreciate your help.
And, Jacob, are you trying to replace the waistlines?
Only the waistlines.
Only the waistlines. Okay.
The supply lines were redone prior to when I bought it in 2009.
Yeah. So,
but the waistlines, we recently actually had a leak issue that was repaired, and I thought, well, rather than fixing it every time it breaks, let's try to be proactive a little bit.
Okay. So, well, there you go, Jacob. That's everything I know about the system. Romy has actually been out to certain projects where he was actually seeing them, you know, install it. It's really pretty incredible to watch it get done. It's you take the and they do it on soil lines, but I've never seen that done. I've heard it done. It's more often we're repairing a supply line. So you're talking to the right people. They can get you taken care of. All right, let's see if we can squeeze Mario in here real quick before we have to break for top of the hour. Mario, this is Rosie. How can we help you this morning?
How you doing? My name is Mario, first time caller.
Mario, welcome.
So I have a question about carpet tile.
Okay.
And also about laminate flooring. Which one would you prefer? Which one do you think would be better? It's for my kids' room. And the problem that's in the carpet in my kids' room now is just a smell from it. There's a smell that won't come out of it.
Out of the carpet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, how long have you been in the house?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And the smell's always been there?
Yes.
Very well could be pet orientated, and that's almost an impossible smell to get out. As to what floor covering I recommend, I like the hard flooring because it's better and easier to get absolutely clean. But then once I have the hard flooring down, like a good wood floor, or a good tile floor, or a good laminate floor, then I put in there a big area rug that I can roll up once a year and get it to a commercial carpet cleaning company that actually takes it and cleans the backside and the front side completely. That's going to be your most clean environment that you can live in. But, you know, carpet tiles are extremely popular. If you spill something or stain it, you can just remove that one tile. They're pretty darn easy to install. Laminate flooring's easy, but carpet tile is even easier. I mean, it's probably one of the easiest do-it-yourself floor coverings you can possibly do. If you're going to do that, when you remove the carpet and the pad from the existing room that has that odor, I'm going to encourage you to consider painting the floor with some kind of sealant, like a Kills floor sealer. Or that smell that's in that carpet and that's in that pad that is wicked into that concrete is going to come right back through, and you're going to be back with the very same situation. Mario, we appreciate the call. We get back, we've got two inspectors from the city of Phoenix here talking about what do you do if you find something at your home that's not to code or built without a permit.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.